Now, how does your gender influence your travel habits? Well, this morning we're speaking with UTS Senior Lecturer Dr. Jenny Small about women and tourism behaviours. Jenny, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Now, this is quite an interesting field of study, the relationship between, I guess, travel behaviours, tourism behaviours and gender. How is this something that you became interested in?
Well, I guess back, you know, probably about 20 years ago, back in, say, the 1990s, a number of women started looking at gender and leisure behaviour and also gender and tourist behaviour, because I think a lot of women academics recognise that the travel experiences that we were learning about never sort of differentiated the experiences of women from those experiences. So a number of women started looking at holiday experiences of women and looking at women business travellers' experience, and looking back sort of historically as well, to looking at how men's and women's behaviour had differed in the past, whereas, you know, traditionally women stayed at home and the men were the explorers who went out and, experienced the world.
Mm. What key behavioural differences have you seen between men and women in their approaches towards travelling?
Well, most of the research that's been done on women has not actually been comparing women to men. But what we found with women, and look, just looking at, say, my own research that I've looked at in terms of looking at women over their lifespan and looking at girls, 20-year-old women, women in their 40s who are mums, and older women, one thing that comes through very strongly for women is the social aspect of travel and the relationships with other people, and how, you know, other people can make or break a holiday, and just the importance of the social. That's not to say that a lot of women don't go off travelling on their own, but I think even when you're travelling on your own, the social becomes very important as well.
And you've spoken a bit and done a bit of research as well into kind of body issues, especially for women while on holidays, and how some insecurities kind of come up during travels. How have you found that has affected travel for women?
Well, it's one of those things, you don't leave the body behind when you go on holiday.
No.
And those prescriptions to be thin and beautiful sort of continue when we're away. But it really depends too on the type of holiday one has. I tended to find that certain types of holidays, like camp, depending on the type of holiday and who you're with, could have an effect on, you know, how you felt about your body. So that camping holidays, one was less concerned. And, you know, if it was a young woman and she was travelling with mum and dad and the family, that was there was less pressure on her then than if she was with her girlfriends, in a European beach destination. But because holidays often involve the beach and swimming, generally I found that all of the women I've interviewed, especially the younger women, have no hesitancy in recalling experiences where they have felt insecure, embarrassed, shame about their bodies in the holiday environment. And a holiday is supposed to be relaxing, and it's supposed to be a time that you can get away from all the concerns of home. But, you know, a lot of women, that experience continues on holiday.
How are you hoping this research will be used? Is it simply about understanding kind of the mentality and the psyche behind travelling, especially when it comes to women? Or are you hoping it'll be used to maybe increase the experiences or better the experiences of women when travelling?
Well, I think probably both there. I think that the sort of the body imperatives for women are so strong, you know, it's become inherent in most women's feelings about themselves, that it's something that it's very difficult to shake. And I think too that because a holiday is something special, a lot of women say that on holiday, you know, that they'll diet before the holiday, or, you know, they diet before the holiday, they go and get their body waxed, they get their hair cut, you know, etc. Because it's a special time, the body becomes often even more important in that situation than at home. So it is very hard to shake, but I guess it is also that recognition of talking amongst each other that I've been doing through the research. It's an awareness of, that there is a way of perhaps being different on holiday.
Mm.
And certainly, I've looked at older women as well, and the body, concerns about the body are still there for them. Perhaps it diminishes a bit, but there's certainly a lot of older women I interviewed, for example, that won't swim anymore because, they don't feel that their bodies are such that they can be seen in a swimming costume anymore.
Sad.
So it is sad, especially, holidays are often in hot climes.
Yeah.
And going for a swim is a, lovely part of a beach holiday.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jenny, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because we've run out of time. But thank you so much for joining us this morning, explaining
That's
a bit
right,
about your
Jess.
Research. Thanks, Jenny.
That's all right. Bye, Jess.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Dr. Jenny Small, their senior lecturer at UTS, talking about the relationship between women and their travel behaviours. Really, really interesting stuff there. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show if you'd like to check out any more of Jenny's research, 2scr.com/weekendbreakfast.